Hi, Commander Wiz Withers here with Military Leadership Blog. I was talking with some friends of mine recently. We had just celebrated Veterans Day here in the United States. And my friends were telling me that they were just a little unsure of what Veterans Day was all about. They thought they knew, but they weren't 100% sure. And when I looked up the history of the day, I said, well, it's no wonder that they're confused, because, you know, it has evolved into something completely different from when it first started. Back on November 11th, 1918, is when the armistice ending World War I was signed. And over 9 million people had died in that conflict. And the countries that were involved in that war wanted some way to remember those dead. So typically, each country adopted a memorial service of some kind on the anniversary of the armistice, November 11th. And many countries around the world still call it either Remembrance Day or Armistice Day or Poppy Day or other, some other names, but it still essentially means the same thing. Now, at the time, nobody could fathom any larger conflict than World War I. Well, we didn't know at that time that World War II was coming, and then, of course, Korea followed soon after that. And so in the mid-1950s in the United States, President Eisenhower, now, he had been the supreme Allied commander in Europe, and it was Eisenhower's position that said, look, you know, we have Memorial Day, which where we honor all of our all the people that have died in the armed forces that have served their country. And then we have a special, or rather a separate day, Armistice Day, that we're specifically just acknowledging those folks in World War I. Well, it was his position that, you know, that was kind of confusing. So what he wanted to do, and what Congress actually adopted, was that we kept Memorial Day the way it was, where we honored all of our deceased veterans, all those that have died in the service of their country, but that we changed the meaning of what we celebrate on November 11th and call that Veterans Day, specifically to thank all of the living veterans and just to show them our gratitude and appreciation for what they did, because he felt it was just as important to acknowledge the living as it was the dead. Well, now you think about that. You know, those are two completely different celebrations. And so you have many countries in the world with a very solemn memorial occasion. In the United States, it's a celebration. It's because we're thinking of the living. So it's no wonder that the meaning of it kind of gets a little confused when you see what happens around the world. And the other thing about it, though, quite frankly, at least as far as I'm concerned, is just the timing. I mean, I understand the date of November 11th, and I'm certainly not arguing changing that by any stretch. But there's so many things happening in the United States during this time of year. We're just a couple weeks away from Thanksgiving, which is usually a big travel weekend. And that always is a signal of the official beginning of the Christmas season and just all the hectic and hubbub that goes along with that. So I think in all of that, the idea of Veterans Day just kind of gets lost a little bit, because not because people don't care or they just ignore it. They're just too busy, you know, thinking about things in their lives. And you know, a lot of veterans I talk to don't really have a problem with that. I mean, because most of them say that they don't really feel like they did anything really, really special. No more special than, say, somebody that has a career in law enforcement or firefighting or say volunteer rescue squad, any of those types of things. I just wanted to close to all of my readers and my friends throughout the world, whether you celebrate Veterans Day or Remembrance Day or Poppy Day or Armistice Day, I just wanted to thank all of you for what you do in the service of your countries. For Military Leadership Blog, I'm Commander Wiz Withers, and thanks for listening.